This is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number is 395-1450. This morning, we're going to be talking about the theater, the local theater, that is. And we have one of the actresses with us, and that is Kira Sansgrant. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
Kira. Okay.
Yes, that's
I got
right.
It right. All right. Well, it looks like you and me are going to talk about the theater today, and what's going on at the theater?
Yes, well, starting on this Thursday, we have a thriller called Trap for a Lonely Man. So it's a mystery, it's exciting, so lots of different fun elements there, a little bit of comedy. So
Yeah. It is comedy?
It has some lighter
some
moments that,
yeah,
even
okay.
go into that. So a little bit of everything.
Kind of a mystery. And
it is indeed.
Mm-hmm.
A psychological thriller, we're calling it. So.
Three act?
Yes. Yep, I'm one of the actors in it. So
yeah.
So it takes place in a isolated chalet in France, where the lead character discovers, after an argument, his wife has disappeared, and when she comes back, he doesn't recognize her. And so the mystery is, why does he not know who his wife is?
Yeah.
What's going on? So.
Yeah. Uh huh. All right. Is it something that would appeal to the whole family, or what?
A little bit older audiences, for
okay.
being a thriller, it's fairly clean, very little language, very little innuendo, but because of the type of mystery, not small children, but it's kind of funny, even though for a thriller it's relatively clean, Alfred Hitchcock was interested in making an independent film
mm-hmm.
in the 60s that never happened, but that much of a good script and good writing interested a director like Alfred Hitchcock.
I have a call on the line here. Let me take that call.
Certainly.
Good morning, Talk of the Town.
Well, good morning, Duke.
Yes.
This is Bill Box calling, B-O-C-K-S.
Yes, Bill.
And my daughter lives in town on 22nd Street, and she needs somebody on a sort of a regular basis to plow her driveway.
Uh-huh.
And if you could contact me, she works. My phone number is 616-402-5741.
5741. Okay. All right. You need a plow or something.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I guess he wasn't listening, and here we are. All right. We're going to talk about this play, and how long is it?
The show, we are in the process of getting an exact time. It's probably around 2 hours.
Around 2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. How about costuming? Is it interesting? Or?
Well, it's set in the 1960s.
Uh-huh.
So, yep, so we have some of the details both on the set, like the old rotary phones, old magazines, and also, yep, costuming is
mm-hmm.
the play was written in the 60s, and we're setting it in that same time period, very much the classic thriller era.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds kind of funny. To me,
yeah, it's really, really interesting.
For a laugh here and there.
Yeah, it's a hidden gem. And so, yeah, both to break the tension and as the audience is discovering what's happening, there's, yeah, definitely those aha moments along the way as well as the humor.
Okay, when's it going to start?
It's going to open on Thursday.
Okay.
So 7:30 p.m. And so we open January 30th. We run through February 1st of this weekend, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next weekend, February 7th through 8th, and February 13th through 15th, and also a 2 p.m. matinee, February 9th.
Okay, all
and,
right.
Yeah, and so tickets can be gotten through the Holland Civic Theater Playhouse, which is at 50 West 9th Street.
Can you get those online or call in?
You can get tickets online. Yes, you can also call the box office. To call the box office, it's open Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and also an hour before each showtime
mm-hmm.
on the weekends, and Fridays from 12 to 1. And the box office number is 396-2021. Or you can go online also for tickets.
396-2021. Okay.
That's right.
And I was going to ask you if you're going to have... that place isn't very big, so...
That's right.
You're hoping for a sellout crowd every show?
That's right. It seats about 100 people. It's an intimate
yeah.
theater. And the last two shows that Holland Civic has performed did nearly sell out. I think one was 97%, the other 98%. So definitely want to get tickets early to make sure you get a good seat and also get a seat. Definitely.
Kara, when did you start your acting career?
I did a little bit of theater in junior high and high school. I went to Hamilton High School my last 2 years, but I didn't get into community theater until right before I started college, and so have done a dozen or so community theater shows. This is my second time at Holland Civic, and we have a great director, Kathy Van Lopek, who's very experienced, but this is her first time directing here at Holland Civic, and so it's really been great working with her and the rest of the cast on really this hidden gem. It's not a really well-known script, but very well done, so it's a pleasure to work on it.
Has it played elsewhere successfully?
Not very much locally. It's done quite a bit in England. It first opened in Paris in the 60s, which is how it drew the attention of Hitchcock, because it was a success over there. But mostly England. It's a little bit of a mystery itself getting the rights to the show, because it's a European production and a little obscure. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's part of what makes it fun, is we're bringing something that's new to almost everybody. There were a few movie versions, TV movie versions made under different names.
So
Trapped for a Lonely Man is usually not well known itself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to give away some tickets today?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Indeed, we have two sets of tickets that we can give away callers.
Your question.
Yes, we have a couple trivia questions.
All right.
Holland Civic Theater has done a couple different thrillers in the past, and so we'd like to give these tickets away to people who can answer questions about the last two thrillers that Holland Civic has done. And so for the first question, which will get you two tickets to any night that there are tickets available. So if you know the answer, you can call in, leave your name and phone number, and we'll get that information to the box office. You can call in and reserve your seat. So for the first question, what Agatha Christie mystery involved 10 people at a weekend visit to a deserted island where each one is accused of murder and one by one are found dead or missing? This is both a play and a movie. There's a couple different names, so if you get one or the other name, we'll let you have that one.
Well, you heard the question. Now, if you can give us an answer, you get two tickets to the theater. All right. 395-1450 is the number to call. And someone out there should know. Of course, it's early in the morning, and we do have a snowstorm going outside. So, all right. Let's talk a little bit more about you. Where did you start life?
Oh, I grew up in Ohio.
In Ohio?
I did. Yes, the Toledo area.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy, actually.
Okay. Not far from Detroit.
So that's right. I have family in the Detroit area. So good place. Not as much snow as you get in western Michigan.
I know. I know.
A little more temperate.
One of those things.
That's right.
All right. We're still waiting for an answer to the question. Maybe we better give them the question again.
Sounds good. What Agatha Christie mystery involved 10 people at a weekend visit to a deserted island where each one is accused of murder and one by one are found dead or missing?
Okay. Anyone know the name of that? If so, give us a call. Good for two tickets to the theater. Yeah. And you can use it any night that are available, right?
Indeed, yes.
And we should.
The next three weekends.
Warn everybody again that they don't have a lot of room there, but when are you heading for a dress rehearsal?
We're doing dress rehearsals all this week, right up until we open.
Okay.
So, the weather has caused us to do a little rescheduling of what we need to do. And so, we've been working around that.
I think we got a caller here.
All right, then.
Good morning. You're on the line. Do you have an answer to the question?
Yes. Is it 10 Little Indians?
That is one of the names, exactly.
All
good
right.
job.
Thank you.
Well, just a minute. We got to have your...
Okay.
They need the phone number? Or?
Yes, indeed. Yep, your full name and phone number. So,
My name is Betty Vredeveld.
Could you spell that, please?
V-R-E-D-E-V-E-L-D.
All right, then. Great. And we will need a phone number.
616.
Okay.
399-7876.
That's wonderful. And what we will ask you to do is when you're ready to reserve your tickets, and we suggest as soon as possible, to call the box office. We'll be giving them your name and number, and then you can get any reservation you'd like.
Is that at the Park Theater?
No, this is at the Holland Civic Theater Playhouse.
Okay, is that on...
It's on 9th Street.
9th Street, okay.
It is, yep, 50 West,
all
9th
right.
Street. Yeah. And the box office number is 396...
Just a minute.
Certainly.
396...
20...
Just a second.
Certainly.
396...
20... 21.
21.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
yep.
welcome.
Uh-huh, bye.
Goodbye.
Well, should we give away the other ones right away?
We certainly can do that. I will mention that the other name, which is actually the title that Holland Civic did their mystery under, is also And Then There Were None.
Oh, yeah.
So Ten Little Indians is often the British name for it. So, yes, that's wonderful. So, good job, Betty. So our next question is, what thriller was made into a movie that starred Audrey Hepburn as a blind housewife and entailed a hunt for a doll secretly filled with drugs?
Hmm.
This is a 1960s thriller. Holland Civic did this one 6 years ago.
All right. Anyone remember that? Give us a call, 395-1450, and you'll win two tickets to the theater, the production that's going on now, or will be going on this weekend. All right. 395-1450 is the number. And I'm not getting a call yet. Maybe I better read that question one more time.
All right, then. What thriller was made into a movie that starred Audrey Hepburn as a blind housewife and entailed a hunt for a doll secretly filled with drugs?
And we have a call coming in.
All right.
Yes, do you have an answer to our question?
I do.
What is it?
That would be Wait Until Dark.
You are correct.
Oh, very good. And we need your phone number and your name.
My name's John, and my phone number is 399-8830.
399-8830.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, John. And in order to claim your tickets, we will ask that you call the Holland Civic Theater box office and let them know that you're one of the two winners, and I will forward your name and phone number, so they'll be expecting your call. And you can call them at 396-2021 to reserve your two tickets for any night there are tickets available.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit more about you. What part do you play in the play?
I play the character of the woman who appears and is astonished that her husband does not recognize her.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the mystery characters that needs to be solved. Who is she? Why does her husband not know who she is? What has happened?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right. That poses a mystery, no doubt.
That's right.
All right. Is it enjoyable for you to do?
It is, both because the script is so well written. It's a translation from the French, and so there aren't very many stage directions. But because the dialogue is so good, it really gives you hints about, you know, how to present it, you know, how to say the dialogue, and really how to make it come alive on the stage to give the audience enough of an idea of what's going on without giving anything away too soon. So
mm-hmm.
lots of twists and turns along the way. So,
can you tell us about some of the other characters?
Indeed, yes. So the main character is an American vacationing in France, and along the way he encounters a priest who brings back the wife to him. There's an inspector who's trying to understand what's going on just as much as the main character is. And two of our characters that bring a little bit of the comic relief and some of the lighter moments, as well as add to the mystery, are a tramp and a nurse, both of whom have seen the wife at some point along the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So they're possible witnesses to what's really going on and who the wife really is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good, and we hope that a lot of folks will come out and see you at the theater. And let's give them the rundown again when it's going to be. Thursday, it starts Thursday night.
That's right. It runs January 30th, 31st, and February 1st at 7:30 p.m. The next weekend, February 7th and 8th at 7:30 p.m. Also a Sunday, February 9th matinee at 2 p.m., and then it closes February 13th to 15th, Valentine's Day weekend, and those are 7:30 p.m. shows.
Mm-hmm.
So the next three weekends, we have performances.
All right. All right, and the name of the play again is?
The name of the play is Trap for a Lonely Man. It's written by Robert Thomas, and it's being presented by the Holland Civic Theater at the Playhouse at 50 West 9th Street in downtown Holland.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for coming in this morning and talking to us about it, and we hope it's a rousing success.
Thank you so much, Duke.